Okay, time's up. What shall we do? Go on. That's your vote? Whew, thanks a bunch. See, I was afraid you were going to shut off a tape, hide it under the bed, and go do something else. You can do that, see, but I can't, because I'm... Have I mentioned that I'm head of ranch security? I am, and I can't walk away from a mystery just because I'm scared out of my wits and liver. So thanks again. I don't know where this will lead us, but I'm pretty sure that it's going to get rough before it gets any rougher. Anyway, where were we? Oh yes, we were interrogating the cat and had just come face to face with the dreaded circle of clues. The hair was standing up on my back, and we're talking about a line of hair standing up like bristles of a toothbrush. Bristles of a toothbrush, let us say. And a buzz of electrical current had moved down my spine and out to the end of my tail. Pete was staring at me with his weird moon-shaped eyes and twitching the last 2 inches of his tail. Maybe he was probing to see if his revelation about the sky falling had left me, well, shattered, scattered, and witless. To be real honest, it had. But I couldn't let him know it. The cat spoke.
What is it, Hanky? All at once, you look worried.
Worried? Me? Ha ha ha! Whatever gave you that? I whirled around so that he couldn't see my face. Silly idea.
Well, Hanky, I just thought you looked worried or concerned about something.
I'm not worried or concerned.
But you moved away, and now I can't see your face.
I got tired of the scenery, Pete. Staring at cats gets boring. He crept around so that he could see my face again. His eyes lit up.
Yes, I see it now. You do look worried.
I moved again so that my face was out of his view. Pete, I don't know what you're trying to prove, but this whole exercise seems pointless. Anyway, I finished my interrogation and you can run along. Goodbye.
But you didn't ask me any questions, Hanky. I asked all the questions.
Exactly my point. You helped me with the interrogation and now we're done. We have no further questions, so run along and chase your tail. Would he take the hint and leave? Of course not. Cats never take hints. They hang around, stay too long and too late, and make a complete nuisance of themselves. It's part of their mission in life. I saw his face peeking around the bulge of my massive shoulder. He was watching me again, the little pest.
Hi, Hanky. I still say you look worried about something. Could it be that you're worried about... the sky falling tomorrow?
That's nothing but a pack of lies, Pete. You know it, I know it, the whole world knows it. It's exactly the kind of rubbish a chicken might. Will you stop staring at me? Again, I shifted my position 23 degrees to the right so that my face was out of his view.
Hanky, why do you keep moving away?
Moving? Oh, you mean, moving. It's not me, Pete. If you knew anything at all about astronomy and physics, you'd know that nothing in this world stands still. See, the Earth is spinning around on a pair of axes, and it's also in orbit around the moon. We think we're standing still, but we're not. We're constantly in motion, so... well, things move around. No kidding. I saw his eyes peeking at me again.
Hanky, this is more serious than I thought. If I'd ever suspected that you'd get so upset, I never would have told you about the sky falling.